Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Racine firefighters were dispatched just before 6:30 this morning to the 1600 block of Yount Street for the report of a building on fire, which turned out to be a storage shed. A police officer arrived first and told dispatch it was the site of the old Teamsters Local 43 building at 1624 Yount, which is now Veterans Outreach and the center point of the Tiny House Project. The storage building was fully involved. Once fire crews got there, it took just a few minutes to knock down the flames. Damage was estimated at $3,000. A fire department news release indicates the tiny houses and the materials to make them were not affected, and the cause may have been poorly discarded wood staining rags. The SC Johnson iMet Technology Center in Sturtevant, expected to become a hub for Foxconn training, is in line for a multi-million dollar expansion and renovation. The center is near where Foxconn is expected to build a huge manufacturing complex, employing up to 13,000. Many of them are expected to be trained by Gateway, according to Deb Davidson, the school's vice president of workforce and economic development. Davidson says the training would be specific to Foxconn, and how it would be conducted and how many students would be involved are still under discussion.
We obviously have to look at capacity of instruction. Who do we have available to teach those classes? We'll be looking at alternative delivery models. So it may not be a semester long as we think of it right now. Depends on what the training needs are and the individuals coming in. What is their background? Do they have a background in manufacturing? And we need to ramp them up to that next level.
To accommodate the influx of students, the Gateway Board of Trustees has approved a $6.2 million expansion and remodeling project, with the state picking up most of the tab. Plans are all tentative. Foxconn has yet to officially name a site for the plant. You may remember several weeks ago that a number of Caledonia residents living near the former Western Publishing Company building on Erie Street told the village board that something had to be done about the trespassing and vandalism and a general feeling of not being safe walking near it. Village Administrator Tom Christensen told the trustees at this week's meeting there has been discussion with the owner and progress is being made with a tour of the site.
We'll have a better idea of the status of the building and what direction, if any, the village can move forward to address the problem.
Securing the building to stop the trespassing was a priority based on the citizen complaints, while those neighbors had also complained about a number of calls for police service and the need for squads to be at the site for crime prevention. Coming up tomorrow at the Oak Creek Library, Caledonia nurse and now author Kate Dickinson will have a formal launch party for her book, Superhero Kid in Training. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It's the story about a six-year-old who's afraid to give up his tricycle for a big boy bike. It's available at the Barnes & Noble in Racine, among other places, also online through Amazon. Dickinson used her experience as a nurse for this story, watching kids deal with the many situations in their young lives while trying to show that they can overcome what makes them afraid. At the event tomorrow, she'll be signing copies of the book. There will also be a raffle held for a bike and a helmet. The proceeds go to a nonprofit called One Hope 27. This organization helps connect foster children to families. It gave the Dickinsons a welcome addition to theirs. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The City of Kenosha's curbside yard waste collection program begins Monday, October 2nd, and will continue through Saturday, November 25th. Kenosha residents are required to place their yard waste in city-approved biodegradable bags for curbside collection. The yard waste must be in these bags or it will not be picked up. The bags have to be at the curb line on the normally scheduled solid waste collection dates, but separate from other items. The start to Kenosha's curbside yard waste collection program, again October 2nd, also corrects the wrong startup date published on the city's garbage yard waste recycling calendar. The city of Racine's historic Manry Park area will be highlighted with several stops on the 42nd annual Preservation Racine Tour of Historic Homes from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. this Sunday. Five of the total nine sites are within two blocks of each other. Among them, the George Murray House, built by the same team that created the Taylor Orphan Asylum, Fire Station No. 4 at Lathrop in Washington, and Mound Cemetery. PreservationRacine.org has tour details, for which you will need a ticket. You can buy them at three of the sites. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.